Hey y'all, this week's episode is it's a lot more serious, I guess. It's just me. It's just me today. We're without Ryan. Ryan called me a couple days ago and he said, Hey, I have some information to share with you. He said, I don't know how to tell you this, but I am an alcoholic and I've been an alcoholic for a while. I drink a pint of alcohol a day, which is a heck of a lot of alcohol. Now, I've known Ryan for several years, and we do podcasts every week. Consider him a really good friend, and I had no idea, which is sort of shocking to me. He never smelled of alcohol. He never acted drunk. Always a professional, a fantastic tennis coach. So I was very surprised. And reading up on this a little bit, I guess it's what's called a high functioning alcoholic. So he has decided, which I think is fantastic, to save his own life and for his family and for his kids, to put himself in a 30-day rehab center. So I'm going to read this. His wife's put together, you know, he's got a wonderful wife. She's so strong. She's so amazing. Ashley, 4 beautiful children. And so you can imagine he doesn't have health insurance. So she's put together a GoFundMe page. So I'm going to put a link to that on the Addicted to Sets website, on our Facebook, on our Instagram. So any way you could help the Vega family, I'm sure they'd very much appreciate it. So I think this is so beautifully written by Ashley, so I'm going to go ahead and read it. For those of you who know him, Ryan is an amazing individual. He is a hard worker and a great father to our 4 kids, but for years, Ryan has secretly been struggling with severe alcoholism and anxiety. I know what you are thinking. What? But he works 8-hour days on the court, has a successful podcast, and now has a club? Funny how people walk around with different masks on. Like so many do, he turned to alcohol as a means to cope with the anxiety. Sadly, as his anxiety grew, so did his tolerance. Both led to loss of jobs, breaking away from his family, and loss of many friends. Since March of last year, Ryan has taken a turn for the worst. When he tried to quit drinking on his own, he would have major, scary withdrawals, and the anxiety got bigger. The alcohol consumption has grown with it. In a final cry for help, Ryan recently made the choice to open up about his disease to his loved ones. Seeing how this problem is too big for Ryan and I to handle on our own, we've decided the next step is a 30-plus day inpatient rehabilitation program. At this point, sending him to a safe place that will provide him with the means to understand his addiction and address his mental issues is the only way to save his life. After much consideration, Ryan and I have settled on Utah Addiction Center in Eagle Mountain, Utah. Their broad treatment utilizes the traditional 12-step model, psychotherapy, and medical services. Treatment is personalized to the individual's specific needs and consists of emotional, physical, and spiritual healing. This holistic approach quickly empowers them with essential knowledge, support, and tools to maintain a positive and healthy life. When suffering from underlying mental health or behavioral problems, healing starts within. Utah Addiction Center has earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for behavioral health care. Unfortunately, with Ryan being self-employed, he does not have health insurance. We need to raise $15,000. With this decision, Ryan's anxiety has gone up, so the drinking has followed the nasty path right along with it. Since he is the sole income in this household, he is worried about the children and I. Both Ryan's family and my family have stepped up to help. I will be getting a full-time job so I can pay the everyday bills and things for the children. Ryan's goal is to go through the next 30 days and come back a new man. He has big dreams for Vega Tennis, his family, his podcast, and most importantly, reclaiming his life. Excuse me. If you've known anyone whose life has been shadowed by anxiety or those or whose only comfort comes in the form of a bottle, I implore you to reach out. Make a difference in someone's life. Helping one person may not change the world, but it could change the world for one person. Anyway, like I said, I'll have a link to this GoFundMe on my addictedtosets.com on our webpage, on our Facebook, and on my own personal Instagram. And I know y'all out there love Ryan as much as I do. He's a wonderful human, father, husband, and I'm just so proud that he's you know, this is definitely not the easy path to take this head on and give up the alcohol he's become so dependent upon. So please send your thoughts and prayers his way, to him and to his family. So we are taking a break from, obviously, from the podcast, but we will come back as soon as Ryan is ready. Anyway, love y'all. Hug your loved ones. Thanks. Bye.